USA Radio News.
Governor Greg Abbott of Texas is taking things to a new level in the fight against illegal immigration at the southern border.
Texas is planning to send any illegal immigrants captured at the border to the nation's capital.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott speaking to reporters on Wednesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Jet fuel supplies are draining fast on the East Coast. Jet fuel stockpiles there fell for a third straight week to their lowest level seasonally since 1996. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Vaccine experts are meeting to discuss the U.S. strategy for future COVID-19 booster campaigns. Key questions include how often the vaccine should be updated against new viral strains and who should get them. The Food and Drug Administration vaccine chief says it's important to begin discussing the process for updating vaccines now. A subsidiary of one of the largest U.S. wind energy companies has been sentenced to probation in order to pay more than $8 million in fines and restitution after at least 150 eagles were killed at its wind farms in eight states. NextEra Energy subsidiary ESI Energy pled guilty. Prosecutors say the company was warned its wind farms would kill birds, but it proceeded without a required permit. The company president said collisions of birds with wind turbines are unavoidable. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The U.S. Supreme Court has halted a prior court ruling that struck down a Trump-era rule limiting state and tribal authority to veto projects that could impact their waters, including pipelines. The Trump rule in question, nixed by a federal court in October, limited states' authorities to block projects by giving them a strict one-year time limit to do so. If it did not meet this time limit, the government could determine that it had waived its veto power. Some people can put off paying for student loans until later this summer. Reporter Lance Pry explains.
The White House announced the federal government will continue pausing student debt payments through August 31st. President Biden said in a statement Wednesday, the United States is still recovering from the years-long coronavirus pandemic, necessitating further leniency on loan payments. The government holds loans valued at over $1.5 trillion nationwide.
More than 25,000 people are expected at the Miami Beach Convention Center through Saturday for Bitcoin 2022. The event is billed as the world's largest Bitcoin gathering. Hundreds of speakers will discuss the latest crypto trends this week, including Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary and Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. And Eric Bollert, a celebrated journalist who founded Press Run Media, has died. He was 57 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.